Okay, well, we're on the hour right now. It looks like a very small group.
Some others are joining now.
Carolina and Paul just joined the Adobe room. So.
Okay, well, since we're on the hour, let's get going. You see the agenda, which is fairly standard for this group, primarily an information sharing and exchange call or meeting. Is there anything that anybody would like to add to the agenda? Okay, hearing or seeing none, let's move on to item number 2 on the agenda, which is an update from the ICG. And I see that Keith and Mary are in the Adobe room. Could one of you give us an update on the ICG, please?
If you like, I'll give a brief update, and Mary may wish to add anything that I've missed. But there hasn't been a lot of activity from the ICG over the last few weeks, and also nothing much happening during the month of May as well. In fact, the monthly teleconference call has been scrubbed off the list due to lack of agenda items, and ICG is really marking time until it gets the names proposal. So smaller items that are happening, there's been a lot of debate on the list about the IETF and RIR requirements and their proposals for termination of the contract should they be dissatisfied with ICANN's performance over IANA. And there's an ongoing discussion as to whether or not the ICG should be writing to ICANN to clarify its position on what it expects in terms of no interference by ICANN or no adjustments by ICANN to the end proposal, and wondering why ICANN is being so assertive that there can be no separation from ICANN in the future when it doesn't appear to be consistent with NTIA positions and so on. And other than that, there's ongoing evaluation of the combined proposal joint aspects of the RIR and IETF proposal. Mary, what have I missed?
Mary, if you're speaking, we can't hear you. In the interim, if Mary is going to say anything, I'll just have Liz go ahead. You had your hand up.
Yes, thank you, Byron, and I excuse for all the noise because I'm in a train. But I know that NTIA just today sent a letter to the ICG chair asking them to give an estimate of the timeline and actually wanting to discuss this during Buenos Aires. I haven't read the letter in detail, but it seems like they're offering to prolong the IANA contract in order to have a proposal that's fully finalized. So I can send this letter to the CCNSO Council, as I know that the CCWG has received one and shared it with the list. But this has been sent to the ICG chairs, Alyssa, Patrick, and Mohammed. So
yes,
I just got a copy.
Yeah, it's been circulated on the ICG list as well, Lisa, but I haven't had a chance to read it yet. And I think we should circulate a copy of that letter to all members of this DAC as well as all members of this group as well as the CCNSO Council.
Okay, so yes, it would be great if it could be circulated to the CCNSO Council. So, Lisa, will you be able, you can do that?
I will circulate it to Shabbat immediately, so
yeah,
you can send
yeah.
it to this group and the council, right?
Yeah, yeah, send it to me, Lisa, and I'll take care of it.
Okay, thank you.
And
I think...
Sorry, Byron. Just for the record, Mary said nothing she had to add and that not much has happened since the last call.
Okay. Thank you. And Lisa, I'll just note your hand is still up.
Sorry, I'll lower it.
Okay, thank you. And I think that Keith has highlighted an issue that is one of those issues that may start to be a significant one, and that's the notion of the other two groups. The CRIS team and the IETF regarding the ability to cancel a contract. Which they're certainly well within their rights to put that in there, but everything I've heard from Larry Strickling would suggest that that may not be a route that the USG would look favorably upon. So I think that one definitely is something to keep an eye on. Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, look, I think just one thing that I'm doing some background work on at the moment and want to follow up particularly on the way to Buenos Aires and Buenos Aires is that the one thing that the NTIA has stated quite clearly is that they would not like to see the IANA contract split into component parts. So the idea that the IETF or the RIRs could split away from ICANN, leaving the rest of the IANA contract with ICANN, didn't seem to be palatable to NTIA at all. So there is perhaps the need to try and develop some consensus between ourselves as the named community and IETF and RIRs on having a joint and several separation process where we all would need to agree to terminate the contract. Right now, that doesn't seem palatable to the IETF or the RIRs, but I think we probably should be having some discussions to try and see if we can't make that a final fallback position should everything else fall over. And I think we could all live with that rather than seeing ICANN having a contract in perpetuity.
Thank you, Keith. Jordan, go ahead.
Just a quick point. One of the difficulties of this whole transition process is the USG saying things and adding criteria in private that it isn't prepared to say in public. And I would be really uncomfortable with us as part of the names community saying to other communities that they can't ask for what they want in this transition process based on private conversations with USG officials. I think that if the United States doesn't want to accept the separate requirements of the other two communities, that needs to be dealt with publicly. That's all.
Absolutely. Wouldn't disagree with that position either, Jordan.
Thank you, Jordan. Any other questions or comments for Keith or Mary or related to ICG? Okay, seeing none, let's move on to agenda item number 3, an update from the CCWG. And anybody who's been paying attention to this list will know that that's pretty hot right now. Who from the CCWG would like to provide us an update? Jordan or Roloff?
I'm happy for Roloff too as well.
All right, Jordan, well, you have the floor. Carry on, please.
Okay, I'll try and do the two-minute version of this. We finally got our public comment report, the first one out on the 4th of May after some pretty intense work since Singapore, including 2 days of intensive calls at the end of April and a two-day face-to-face meeting in Istanbul at the end of March. It's a reasonably coherent scan of what the community asked for in 2014 punts, you know, so suggestions through the consultation process that have landed in a reasonably coherent report that deals with community powers and improvements to the review and redress processes of the NICAN. It's open for a 30-day comment period, as was signaled numerous times at face-to-face meetings and in the face-to-face and in the group online through March and April. We're trying to, the reason it's 30 days is to give us a chance to assemble the feedback and then re-present it back to the community to encourage discussion at the Buenos Aires meeting. There is no proposal per se, so this isn't a finalized proposal that we'll be seeking SONAC endorsement of. It's kind of a working set of proposals to get input and feedback on. In some places there are options presented and so on. So the track after that, the feedback closes on the 3rd of June. We hope that we'll, at a face-to-face meeting on the 19th, be able to prepare some really structured engagement. In the meantime, during the consultation period, there are some webinars next week, and we should decide if there's anything CCTLD specific that we want to do in terms of engagement. I think Matthew's been thinking about that question a little bit. I don't know exactly where he's landed, and I didn't have a chance to catch up with him about that before this call. Based on the feedback we get in the comment period in that VA, we'll be finishing the assembly into a full proposal, and then running a second public comment period on that, starting probably in late July, maybe early August, for a month. Or probably that one will be a 40-day comment period. And then sending a proposal to BSOs and ACs after that for approval. So that's kind of the substance and the timeline. So I hope that helps.
Thank you, Jordan. Roloff, did you want to add anything to that? To put you on the spot?
Hi, Byron. Byron, this is Roloff. Oh, no, not really. I think that was a good overview. The document is out, and it's definitely not complete and finished. But well, I think it's quite good so far. So it's a good basis for feedback from the community.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions or comments for either Jordan or Rola? Okay, hearing or seeing none, let's move on to the next agenda item, number 4, an update from the CWG. Liz, could you give us an update, please?
I will. Thank you, Byron. As this letter has just been received today, we haven't had any time to discuss what the effect on the timeline is going to be. As you well know, there's a draft proposal sent out for public comment, so the group is actually working at the moment on the last outstanding issues. That's, for example, the composition of the PJI board, its SLE that Paul is mentioning in the chat. There's still missing documents from IANA that could help us define the SLEs. And we have the relationship between MTIA, the Root Zone Maintainer, and IANA that needs to be covered. So even though we have a public comment period, we're trying to finalize the things that we didn't have time to do before sending out the draft proposal. And that's been done partly in design teams, but it's also been done in the whole group, and we're going to have a meeting tomorrow. Furthermore, we've had webinars describing the proposal. We've had three. Jonathan did one today with a Q&A session, and I'll do another one tomorrow at 6 UTC. So we're trying to do a lot of outreach, and well, now we just need to find out a new timeline, and that's of course also affected by the fact that the CCWG was a bit delayed in sending their proposal for public comment. So we have a situation where we need to look at the timeline once more, and hope to find out that to the next meeting, hopefully before that.
So, okay, thank you.
I don't know if Stefan or Stefan is mentioning that the DTC, that's the CSC, and the DTM, that's the escalation, resurfaced this week. And that's because the legal advisor Sidley made a punch list for us where they stated issues that they thought could be described better or work more on within the group, and we sent those back to the different design teams to look at, and those design teams have picked up the work and gone ahead and resurfaced as Stefan said. I don't know if Stefan or Paul would like to add any more to this.
Stefan here, I'm fine, thank you.
Paul, I see your hand up. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening all. So first of all, I think Lisa is doing an amazing job in chairing these various groups. The CWG as a group is very diverse, and I think the proposal that is being put is certainly heading in the right direction. I think it's quite complicated for many CCs to understand, particularly the ramifications of it, and I don't know how best we can engage with the CC community. And I'd just like to echo really what Roloff said with respect to the CCWG. The proposal is a good basis for a solid foundation for feedback from the community. So that is true. The issues that in my mind are still outstanding, Lisa has referred to, namely the SLE, for your information. Since November of last year, I have been asking for the accurate workflow that IANA follows. You may remember we had the IANA system some time ago, which covered the automated system that ICANN currently uses today. They have supplemented that with other work processes that the community are not aware of and that ICANN and IANA are currently drafting. I find that a little bit of a frustration in that they're making it up on the fly, but even though they're making it up on the fly, at least there should be a documentation for us as a community, a registry community, to formulate a particular performance matrix relating to it. The thing that in my mind is missing from the current proposal are triggers, what triggers specific events, and timelines in the escalation process. How long should it be at level one before it goes to level two? How long at level two before it goes to level three, etc.? In other words, trying to make it a professional approach to delivering a quality service. Everyone is happy with the service IANA is delivering, but we need, in this new world post-transition, to ensure that it lives up to a particular standard, particularly a standard that professional communities are used to working with. So the proposal needs fine-tuning. It's heading in the right direction, and again, as Lisa mentioned, the PTI and the separability issue does need to be seriously looked at. Some of the proposals have had IANA staff being the board of directors of the PTI, which means there isn't a proper call to account. Others have had external bodies, which again would be equally inappropriate. So somehow there needs to be a compromise between, dare I say it, the supporting organizations of ICANN, or the advisory committees of ICANN, having the ability to select suitable candidates, so it's from within ICANN itself rather than external, with all the accountability issues that brings. And the high-level issue is really to make sure that it is possible to drive a quality of service that we have come to expect from IANA, but also to have an improvement route. So as times go on and technology improves, particularly with NTIA standing back, things should be better than they are currently today in terms of speed and performance. The SLE group has just sought to capture today's performance, including NTIA being involved. So we're not seeking to do anything magical. It is just capturing today's performance in a professional SLE. And I'm particularly grateful to the members of the SLE task force who have worked very hard, both the CC members and the GTLD members, to bring it to being. So I think we need to come up with a proposal that it can be understood by CCTLD members in a coherent way, so their comments are pertinent to the proposal on the table. So I hope that's helpful. And I might, over the weekend, if I get a chance, I do have time this week, actually, think about drafting something that lays out the background and lays out the core issues.
Thank you, Paul. That was very helpful. Can I just ask you a question on the workflow? You mentioned that you'd asked for it as far back as November and again in February. What are they telling you? You had any response? Where are we at with that? And can you think of anything that would be helpful to you that could maybe break that logjam?
So to be fair to the staff, they have historically been very helpful. David Conran, the CTO, has equally been very helpful. It has now gone to ICANN Legal, who are concerned about information being disclosed to the community. And so ICANN Legal are the ones that are holding up the disclosure of the workflow documents. We were originally told it was NTIA that needed to give consent. I have spoken with NTIA legal department, and they said it's an internal ICANN document, so it may not need NTIA consent in any event. And we had a CWG call this week where one of the lawyers from ICANN Legal said, oh, maybe they can get around the NTIA disclosure requirement, mainly because at that call I suggested we went to senior management and asked for their assistance. All they are doing, all ICANN are doing, is delaying the possibility for us to finish our work, and bearing in mind it's a foundation stone, as it were, a keystone to this whole initiative, they are purposefully delaying the ability for us to live to the timetable that has been prescribed. So there was a lot of procrastination. We have suggested going to senior management, which removed a few roadblocks. But I just find it so futile, so childish. All we want is the workflow. I think IANA are currently working on some of the workflow documents, making them up as now, which they need time to do, which is fair enough. At least we'll get them. But we would be happy to take the automated workflow that they currently use as a step. So I think things are moving forward, but very, very slowly. So if you have an idea how to break the logjam, welcome your input. But I'm not sure. I think it's the ICANN Legal that are holding stuff up.
Okay. Thank you, Paul. Lisa?
Thank you, Byron. I just want to say that Jonathan and I are mindful of this issue, and we are working on finding a way to break the lockdown, as Paul calls it. And I think he's very patient in this, and we need to find a way to get through to get the document. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Roloff.
Yeah, Lisa, Paul, I hear a lot of, well, I think it's, you could call it direct accusations from Paul in the direction of ICANN. Paul, is that your personal opinion, or is that an opinion that's shared by the whole working group, majority of the working group?
It's in writing and in emails. And yes, it's shared by the working group, and yes, it's shared by the CWG. So it's not even Paul's emotive language.
So it's a formal position of the working group that ICANN is purposely delaying and trying to stall your work.
It is a fact that we asked them to review in February.
Paul, hang on. I think there was a yes or no question. So just give me a yes or a no.
Yes, it is true that in February we asked them to review our workflow. We were advised in writing that we needed to ask NTIA for approval. ICANN Legal are now saying that they do not need NTIA approval. And so I think the answer is yes. There is strong evidence or strong influence that procrastination is active.
Lisa, do you care to add anything?
Yes, it's not an official position by the group that ICANN is deliberately delaying this, but it is a frustration within the group that we don't have the documents and we don't seem to have a good reason for it. So I think the proof might be somewhere in the middle. Thank you.
Okay. I rest my case. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Please enroll up. Any other questions for the CWG? Roll off, your hand is still up. Okay.
Sorry, Byron.
Oh, no problem. I've done that many times myself. Seeing none, let's move on to agenda item number five, which is informing and updating the CCTLD community on progress and preparing for public comment. We've heard, I think, both from CCWG and CWG, some of the activities that are going on, including coming webinars. Certainly, we've all seen significant activity on the lists, blogs, webinars, outreach to the world list, CCNSO list, et cetera. And maybe I could ask Bart right now, unless there's anything that either of the members of the working group, any member of either working group would like to add, but maybe I could ask Bart at this point, who I know has been doing some preliminary work on further outreach and communications in conjunction with one of my own CIRA staff members, who's a communications person, Mark Buell, who some of you will know. To just provide that update on where we are headed for communications and outreach over the next couple of months.
Yeah, it's going to be fairly brief. Say the first thing I still need to do is provide, say, a similar kind of scheme to to mature as we develop for the CWG on webinars, outreach, etc. Then based on that is, say, this period around the public comments is mostly driven by the members of the CWG and the CCWG, and along the process it will change and will be mostly driven by the CCNSO Council leading up to the Buenos Aires meeting. Taking into account that the CCWG will not be ready to present a proposal, but there is a clear linkage between the proposal of the CWG and CCWG. So that's at a high level where we are. We're thinking about ways, and that was raised at the previous council call as well, different ways of reaching out and truly engaging the CCTLD community at large, just to create awareness of what's going on. So at the end of the day, nobody can say we didn't know this process was ongoing, we didn't know what the proposals were, etc. I think that's from a council perspective at the end of the day, and probably from your perspective as well, excuse me, is a major concern, risk of the way we move forward. That's all, Byron, at this stage.
Thanks, Barry. Any input or feedback on that? And, of course, any suggestions on how we can best engage the broad community? Carolina, please go ahead.
Hi, Byron. I just wanted to add to Bart's comments that we are organizing for the LAC CCTLDs in our region a webinar in Spanish next week. With Eric and myself, it will be more like a question. We have translated the CWG short document proposal that the CCTLD members of the CWG shared last week. So we've now this version circulating in Spanish, and we've received some positive feedback from some registries. And so we look forward to having more Spanish-speaking CCTLDs attending this session next week. And the other thing is that we are preparing this joint opening session for the LACNIC 23 and LACTLD policy meeting in Lima. And I'm working with Oscar Robles on this, and we are inviting members from all the protocol, the numbers, and the names community of the CWG and the ICG, and we hope to be able to get more feedback from the community, and we are sure that is a good move for engagement. As regarding whether we will have actual input and written documents to the proposal from CCTLD managers in my region, that is something that I'm really working hard to achieve, but to be honest, I find it very difficult at this stage. That's all.
Okay, thank you. And yes, you raise a good point in that our colleagues in the regional organizations are also definitely working their regions, as we've just heard.
Byron, maybe in addition, say looking at the outreach program in general, it is definitely geared to cooperate with the regional organizations. There are too many CCTLDs who are not member of the CCNSO, but are member of the regional organizations, and there needs to be a joint effort to reach out to those CCTLDs who are neither member of the CCNSO nor of the regional organizations.
Correct, and I think one thing that we had talked about on the CCNSO Council was an outreach via the IANA database and not just in electronic format, but in hard copy mail, and possibly also delivered in a way that required signature receipt, so we could be sure that the message had actually gone to whoever's in the IANA database. And maybe, Bart, had you had a chance to follow up on that yet?
Not yet, sorry.
Okay. So that was another one tactic among many for outreach and engagement.
Just to say, I do have the basic data for that. I just need to check whether it's still up to date.
Okay. Okay, any other interventions on agenda item number 5? Paul has raised, I think, a point too around language. One of the things that we talked about at the council level is making sure that it's whatever ends up getting sent would be in the 6 or 7 ICANN-related languages, or ICANN commonly used languages. And yes, Paul, I take your point. Even for English speakers reading the English, it can be a challenge. So we're trying to make it as accessible as possible and in multiple languages. Any other comments on agenda item number 5? Carolina?
Yes. So think that one of the things that we aim to reach out in within the outreach is get more less senior staff members. I mean, because we get to all the organizational levels of CCTLDs, then we people who are not usually engaging with the CCNSO, even if the CCTLD is a CCNSO member. So that's also a great difference. I think it's worth bearing in mind, and it's also interesting. We need the directors and the managers of the CCTLDs to submit and to comment and to be there, but we need to get into our levels of the organization.
Okay, agreed. Thank you. Okay, agenda item number 6 is any other business. Is there anything that anybody would like to raise in addition to what we've discussed thus far? Paul, please go ahead.
So, I genuinely don't think that CC managers are understanding the potential impact of a transition. I think we all want to have transition, but I think it is being rushed to meet an arbitrary deadline, and I think we ought to seriously consider, one, how best we can communicate with the community, but also to make sure that the community has ample time to review the final document. So at the moment, we have a proposal which is going to be fine-tuned both in the CWG and potentially in the CCWG. I personally would like to see how the accountability part fits in with the CWG's work. But once the final document is done, it would be great to have a comment period, or just to make sure that every CC is bought into the concept of transition, which I think everyone welcomes, but just to make sure it meets their concerns. And I don't think that has been considered as part of this process. We're rushing towards a goal with a timeline that's outside of our control, and I just think we need to try and inform CCs. It's a big deal that's going on, and the ramifications, both good and bad, of what's happening.
Paul, Paul, can I ask you, I mean, you're right in that it's probably true that there are a number of managers who, A, aren't paying attention, or B, don't necessarily fully grasp the nature of this issue and its potential impact on them. Given how many webinars there have been, lists, outreach, et cetera, do you have any suggestions as to how we better do that? How we get to the nub of the problem that you're raising? And I guess the other question that follows onto that is, when will we know it's enough?
So, I wish I could say I was enjoying being part of the CWA. I certainly find it a challenge, and I hope my contribution in the CWG is worthwhile. The document that has recently been produced does capture the consensus of the group, but its impact on the CC community, being a very diverse group, is fundamental. And so I think it would be better to take time to end up with the final proposal and present that, a well-argued case, rather than the current structure. How to reach out to these parties, to be candid, like you were mentioning, I have a list of various CC managers, and my list is far from complete, which I apologize to the CC community, but it's probably about 150 strong, so I'm missing 100, so it's not good in any way. But even when I have reached out with respect to the surveys, the response rate at best was 109, 117, I can't remember, 109 CCs, say. That is just not even half of the CC community. And that was a relatively simple survey. So I'm thinking it's better to take our time as a community to make sure that we do reach out, particularly with respect to the final version of the proposal, where the CCWG's work does link into the CWG's work, so that we can see the whole picture. And I'm just fearful that we're being railroaded down a path that I am struggling to understand, because we agreed something as a group a while ago, and then it changed slightly, and I was a bit out of that, and then something else came in. So there are a lot of moving parts. How to get everyone engaged and endorsing it, I have no idea. But I do think we should take our time to get it right than try and get it sort of right now in a rushed process.
Thank you. Keith?
Thanks, Byron. I think, yes, agreeing with Paul, we do need to take time, and I think once we have a final proposal, everything changes from we want your input and we want to discuss this to here is the final proposal and we really want your agreement with it. To me, the only effective way of going through that process at the edges of our community is to have somebody on the phone emailing, sending hard copy letters, etc. And that does take significant time. And so I appreciate Paul's comments, and I think, yes, we need to walk through this very slowly and very thoroughly, because in my mind it's much more important to get the transition right than to be stuck to some arbitrary timeline on it. So while I appreciate there is a window of opportunity with the current US administration, it's not as tight as the deadlines that we're being forced into. So some renewal of the contract for up to 12 months to allow for that full consultation seems entirely appropriate to me.
Thanks, Keith. Liz? Please, if you're talking, you're on mute. We still can't hear you, Liz.
Hi, it's Liz. I was thrown off the net. Okay, it's my turn to go.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Okay. While I recognize that we need time to digest any proposal, I also fear that we get a fatigue in the group if we're going to say we're going to work for prolong the time of the proposal too much. So I think it's important to have a balance between getting this done in a timely fashion and have the community, of course, involved as much as possible. But there also seems to be a fatigue of listening in to any proposal that we send out. So I'm not sure we'll get that many more CCTLDs involved by prolonging the deadline for when to finish this. So, but as I said, Jonathan and I need to go on what the timeline will be in our view and get back to you. And of course, we listen to whatever the community wants. Thank you.
Thanks, Liz. And it probably will depend a little bit on what we see from the respective comment periods. But from a CCNSO perspective, thinking out loud, you know, we will have an opportunity to have this conversation in Buenos Aires, and sometime after Buenos Aires, we will get closer to final drafts of the respective proposals. It seems unlikely to me that we as the CCNSO or the CC community in general would be able to come to a conclusion one way or the other on either of these proposals without another face-to-face meeting, which likely means, which would mean Dublin at the earliest, I would suspect, which gives a reasonable amount more time to have ongoing discussion, dialogue, outreach, et cetera. And to me, it's probably not likely that we could do anything before that. I think, as Keith pointed out, we have a window of opportunity, and that window likely closes at the end of this year. So a 12-month period from now probably isn't sustainable if the goal is actually a transition. But September 30th, I think everybody would agree, is also not a reasonable timeline. And as the letter from Larry has just articulated, it's not a hard timeline. He is giving us all a pass to extend beyond that. But we need to use that potential extension wisely. Any other business? All right, seeing or hearing none, on to item number 7, which is the next meeting. Christina, can I ask, I can't actually off the top of my head recall, do we have another one scheduled already?
Hi, Byron. Well, the idea what the group agreed on is to have bi-weekly calls, and it's been a little unclear to what timing is the best. So
right.
I don't know if you want another call in 2 weeks, and if you want it at 13 UTC, which was agreed in the beginning, or if you want to change that.
I think at this point it's worthwhile continuing to have a 1-hour call on a biweekly basis. As we've seen today, we've had a pretty fulsome conversation, and I know we did yesterday. And we'll be starting to get a feel for what public comments look like. So I personally think it's definitely worthwhile having this exchange. I mean, just what Paul raised around the workflow, as a piece of information received by this group highlights the fact that it's a very worthwhile 1 hour every 2 weeks.
Byron, this is Bart. Looking at the timing, it appears that this time, although a little bit late for the Europeans, is probably the best time. We get most attendance around this time.
Okay. Then let's try to stick to that. For those of us further out in the periphery who are used to the very early morning or the very late night calls, it's good to see the Europeans staying up a little bit later. Anyway, with that, let's continue with the meeting this time on a biweekly basis. Thank you. And with that, I think we'll bring this meeting to a close. So thank you very much, everybody. That was a productive exchange. And I'll talk to you in the next 2 weeks, and I'm sure many of you before that. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks.